Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 6th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Threads is introducing a new feature that only allows people you follow to be able to quote your posts, or you can turn the quote feature off altogether. Head of Instagram and Threads, Adam Mosseri, announced the update over the weekend and said it was to help keep Threads a more positive place. The platform tested the feature among a group of Threads users last month, rolling out to all now. YouTube's Android app is getting a new feature for select English language videos called Jump Ahead that lets you skip to the best parts of a video by combining user data and AI to predict what you'd like to watch. The feature was previously only available to select premium users in the US, but now general YouTube premium members can try it out at youtube.com/new. YouTube says it's only available to try until June 1st, after which point YouTube could roll it out officially as part of its premium subscription. Jack Dorsey, no longer on Blue Sky's board. Over the weekend, Dorsey posted on X about grants for open protocols for his philanthropic Start a Small initiative. And when asked if he was still with Blue Sky, he responded, no. He didn't explain anything further, though. Blue Sky issued a statement in response, quote, "We sincerely thank Jack for his help funding and initiating the Blue Sky project. Today, Blue Sky is thriving as an open source social network running on @Proto, the decentralized protocol we have built," end quote. Blue Sky also says it's searching for a replacement for Dorsey on the board. Dorsey first announced Blue Sky in 2019, and at that point, he was still the CEO of Twitter. Back on December 11th, Epic won its court case against Google regarding Google's Play Store rules. Now, the judge needs to issue a ruling on how Google is expected to comply with this decision. Epic filed a request that included offering a third-party app store with no fees, getting access to the Play Store's catalog of apps for 6 years, an end to all agreements, incentives, and deals, and more. Google says the list is beyond the scope of the trial verdict and would put users' security and privacy at risk, such as forcing Google to tell all third-party app stores what apps a user has installed without that user's permission. Google says the remedies are unnecessary since it settled with U.S. Attorney General to no longer sign wide-ranging exclusivity agreements. The judge will now consider the filings from both companies and issue a decision on what remedies it will order. AI developer-focused startup Hugging Face announced its new initiative, LaRobot, an open-source toolkit created in hopes to democratize AI robotics and inspire a new generation of roboticists available now on GitHub. It's designed to serve as a robust framework for robotics and isn't just a software package, but a comprehensive platform that includes a versatile library for sharing, visualizing data, and training state-of-the-art models. The robot also integrates physics simulators, so enthusiasts and developers without physical robotics hardware can simulate and test their AI models in a virtual environment. Back in 2019, China's Chang'e 4 mission landed on the moon's Von Karman crater, making China the first country to land on the side of the moon that always faces away from Earth, often called the far side of the moon. China's Chang'e 6 mission is looking to be the second to be successful there and will attempt to collect and return 2 kilograms of material from the moon's oldest impact crater, the South Pole Aiken Basin. Chang'e's 5 brought back 1.73 kilograms from the near side of the moon back in 2020. The mission carries instruments from France, Italy, Pakistan, and Sweden. Whatever does get collected will be shared with the international community for study. OpenAI and Stack Overflow announced Monday they're working together to improve OpenAI's generative AI model's performance on programming-related tasks, set to go live by the end of June. This includes models served through the ChatGPT chatbot platform and should get better over time at answering programming-related questions. In return, Stack Overflow hopes it can benefit from OpenAI's expertise in developing new generative AI integrations on the Stack Overflow platform. Finally, Sony is reversing course after previously saying it would force Helldivers 2 PC players to link their Steam accounts to the PlayStation Network. The May 6th update will no longer be released, and it's assumed the game won't be removed from sale on Steam in the 177 countries and territories it's currently available in. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. That's where you can find show notes and links to all of these headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.